the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Okay, so I'm on volume 15, April 14th, 1923. Do you find it, Beth? Okay, so you're missing one. You missed one. Okay. So I'll read this. This is important, okay? Volume 15, 4/14/1923. I was thinking all about what my lovable Jesus keeps manifesting to me about His most holy divine will, and many doubts and difficulties arose within my mind, which I do not believe it is necessary to say here. Which is interesting is Luisa never had a question. All the questions that Luisa had were our questions. Who's going to read the writings? So Jesus gave to Luisa all our doubts and fears and worries. Poor Luisa. She had to hear and feel our doubts. We gave to her this misery. At the end of her life, Jesus told Luisa, because Luisa said, "I'm so sorry for all my questions." Jesus said, "You never questioned one thing." These were all the questions of those who would be reading the divine will. And I gave them to you so I could answer you their questions. So you wrote everything down. You wrote everything down for them. So if you have any questions, keep on reading. Your question will be answered. Guaranteed. Okay. Pardon? Yeah. If you read, your questions are answered. Then, moving to my interior and clasping me tightly to His sacred heart, Jesus told me, "My beloved daughter, by divine will, you must know." This is a command from Jesus. You must know this. That when I do a great work, the works in which the whole human family must take part, if it only wanted to, my usual way is to centralize in one feature, one creature, all the goods and all the graces which this work contains, so that all the other souls may draw those goods as though from a font as much as they want. When I do an individual works, I give limited things, but when I do works that must serve the universal good, the Catholic faith, I give things without limit. So that's what he's doing with Luisa. He's filling Luisa with divine truths for us. She is the font.
Ella es la fuente.
Anything that you want,
todo lo que tú quieras,
as you enter into this font,
will
fuente, fill you.
Te va a
llenar. Why? Because she possesses the true life of Jesus
ella posee la
and Mary.
Vida de Jesús y de María.
She's nothing by herself.
Ella por sí misma no es nada.
Luisa loves Jesus and Mary.
Luisa ama Jesús.
Jesus and Mary love Luisa.
Jesús y María aman a Luisa.
And for us to fall more in love with Jesus and Mary,
para enamorarnos más de Jesús y María,
they gave to us Luisa.
Nos dieron a Luisa.
So, I did this work of redemption in order to be able to elevate a creature to conceiving a man and God. I, Jesus, had to centralize all possible and imaginable goods in the Blessed Mother. I, Jesus, had to elevate Mary so high as to place in her the seed of the very paternal fecundity. Now think about that. Scripture says, I'll put enmity between you and the woman, Lucifer and Our Lady. Between your seed and Mary's seed. Mary doesn't, women don't have seed. So Jesus explains this. He elevated Our Lady so high to place in Our Lady the seed of the paternal fecundity. She possessed the life of God.
Ella poseía la vida de Dios.
It's so sad that the Christians don't love Our Lady.
Es muy, muy triste que los cristianos no amen a nuestra madre.
She's been elevated so high,
ha sido elevada tan alto,
that God dwelt within her.
Que Dios habitó dentro de ella.
So the seed of God was there.
La semilla de Dios estaba ahí.
To bring about the generation of Jesus.
Para traer la generación de Jesús.
So God generated Himself.
Dios se generó a sí mismo.
In the womb of Mary.
En el vientre de María.
All that God needed was Our Lady's fiat mihi.
Todo lo que Dios necesitaba era el fiat mihi de nuestra madre. Hágase de mí.
So you get a glimpse of what God wants to do with us.
Ven una pizca de lo que Dios quiere hacer con nosotros.
All that God is looking for is our fiat.
Lo único que está buscando Dios en nosotros es nuestro fiat.
And God will be able to produce in us Himself.
Y Él va a poder producirse a sí mismo en nosotros.
And that's what we learn when we pray the rounds.
Y eso es lo que aprendemos cuando rezamos las rondas.
Okay. So just as my celestial Father, the Virgin generated me within His womb with the virginal seed of His eternal fecundity without the work of a woman, from the same seed of the Holy Spirit proceeded, in the same way this eternal seed, holy virginal, of paternal fecundity, my celestial mother conceived me in her virginal womb without the work of a man. Okay, so he says very clearly, as the Father generated him, Jesus,
generó a Jesús,
within the divine womb,
dentro del vientre divino,
without a woman,
sin la mujer,
the same seed,
esa misma semilla,
the Holy Spirit proceeded,
el Espíritu Santo procedió,
in the virginal womb of Mary,
al vientre de María,
and conceived me without the work of a man.
Y me concibió a mí.
So everything's full circle. Again, this is a great mystery that God is going to reveal more and more to us. The sacrosanct Trinity had to give of its own to this divine virgin so that she, Mary, conceived Jesus, the Son of God. My Holy Mother could never have conceived me without having a seed. Now, since she belonged to the human race, the seed of the eternal fecundity gave Mary the virtue of conceiving me as man. And because the seed was divine, at the same time she conceived me as God, and just as the Holy Spirit proceeded in the same way, same time as the Father generated me, in the same way as I was generated in the womb of my mama, the generation of souls proceeded at the same time. Therefore, everything that ab eternal from eternity occurred to the Most Holy Trinity in heaven was repeated in the womb of my dear Mama Mary. The work was immense and an incalculable to created mind. I, God, had to centralize all goods, even myself, so that all may find whatever they wanted. This is why, since the work of redemption was to be so great as to overwhelm all human generations, I, God, wanted for as many centuries the prayers, the sighs, the tears, the penances of so many patriarchs and prophets, and of the whole people of the Old Testament. So here, Jesus is showing that it took 4,000 years from the fall of Adam to the conception of Jesus. And it took all the prayers of all the great people of the Old Testament. So each person had a virtue. Solomon, it was wisdom. David, it was courage. Moses, it was whatever. It was something, I can't think. But everyone had a virtue. All of them together couldn't form Jesus. But it was Mary and her Immaculate Conception, filled with this divine will, brought God to earth. No human could have done this. It took the Mother of God to do this. And now what Jesus says to us is that he wants us to have all the virtues of the saints, all the virtues of the men of the Old Testament, because each virtue together gets us to the point of being like Christ, not just to be good and holy and saintly, but to share his divine life. So when you read the saints, the lives of the saints, they're beautiful, they're holy, they're wonderful, but they don't even compare an iota to what God wants us to have. He wants to fill us with divinity. Okay, so it's not just a good and holy and saintly life, but he wants us to live a divine life. Now remember, nobody lives a divine life at this time. The only one is Luisa. Of course, Jesus and Mary, Adam before the fall, but no human. And I hear quite often, I'm living in the divine will. No, I'm living in the divine will. No, I'm living in the divine will. Nobody's living in the divine will. God lives in the divine will. Luisa lives in the divine will. Our Blessed Mother lived in the divine will. The first one who will live in the divine will next to Luisa will be the Holy Father. In volume 15, Jesus tells Luisa, I give to my daughter the gift of the divine will so that she can give it back to the man, the Pope who has the keys to the kingdom. So, we pray that this Holy Father is the one. We pray. If he's the one, we're on easy street. It's a gravy train. It's a piece of cake. If not, we got to wait. This is the thing that John Paul II, we were listening to this music on John Paul II last night. Very great, great man. But it's nothing compared to what's coming. He is, I think, one of the greatest saints that we've had this century. But this is nothing compared to Luisa. I'm sorry? Next to Luisa will be the Holy Father. See, you need a man and a woman. You have Adam, Adam and Eve.
Adam y Eva.
You have Adam and Eve.
Adam y Eva.
You have Jesus and Mary.
Jesús y María.
You have Luisa and the Pope.
Luisa y el Santo Papa.
It's the it's it t- always takes a man and a woman.
Siempre toma un hombre y una mujer.
Well, I was talking to some people who were promoting Luisa in the Philippines. And I was telling them about the first one who will live in the divine will. And they're all sitting up and smiling. And I said, it's the Holy Father. And they went, what about, they said, what about us? I said, what have you done? And he says, well, we're talking about the divine will. We're living in the divine will, I said.
No, no.
So Father Bucci told us, he says, if you hear somebody say that they're living in the divine will, get away from them. He says, because they're only fooling themselves. The first one who must live in the divine will be the Holy Father.
Yeah.
He will say, Luisa is beatified. Now, when that happens, the miracles that are going to happen are going to be astonishing. The relic cards that you have, yes. Now, what you can do with this, just so that you know, you can take it off and put it on a clip and wear it. You know, I mean, you could wear it. Yeah. Because these are very powerful. The healings, like I told you, when I was in Pittsburgh last month, a guy kissed it, filled with cancer.
Esta persona estaba invadida totalmente de cáncer, ya lo traía en las venas, ya estaba en categoría 4, besó y con mucha devoción pidió a Luisa su intercesión, su ayuda, fue al doctor y ya estaba sanado, ya no tenía nada.
Yeah. That's good. I didn't have to say a thing. The miracles are going to be astonishing. Jesus wants us to know his little newborn more than he wants us to know John Paul II. As a matter of fact, I could tell you some things that would make your hair it's just unbelievable. This is so amazing. For me, it's like talking about getting on a jet and going to the moon and back.
Okay.
And this is just, you know, but I can't tell you. Because you're not going to believe it. No. Because, see, this is what's important. Every one of us in this room, is going to know something more than me. Because as you enter into this gift, God is going to show you things that he's never shown the saints. Because it wasn't time for the saints to know this. All I can say... Yeah, go ahead.
Que conforme nosotros vayamos leyendo, Jesús se va a comunicar con ella diferente Abel le va a decir algo diferente, Alvira le va a decir algo diferente, a Gaby le va a decir algo diferente, a tú le va a decir, a cada uno de nosotros nos va a estar hablando diferente. No vamos a escuchar lo mismo todos. Va a ser algo diferente a cada uno de nosotros.
Sí.
Can we share
with
each other?
Sure, sure. But one of the things that's important is that don't limit God.
Una de las cosas más importantes es que no limiten a Dios.
He's going to, every one of us, he's going, see, for example, you're a doctor. You're going to see things from a doctor's point of view. You're a dentist. You're going to see everything. But you're a fireman, you know. So sorry, I couldn't think of anything for that. So your mind is going to know something that I won't know. Your soul is going to know something. More than that. See the charismatics say we have the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And in reality it's the manifestations of the gifts, it's not the gifts. Because when you read sacred scripture, the gifts are much different than the manifestations. Say that again. I couldn't hear you.
I mean, that thing that you're mentioning, that the way that God is going to talk
is unique.
Every individual depends on the perfect plan that God has for that.
Es único para ti.
Yeah, yeah.
So, how is God going to communicate with you? From the internal locution?
No, it's look. Yeah, see, locutions, apparitions, and visions are for the saints. Yeah. So when you hear somebody say, "I have a locution of this," you could say, "That's nice. I want the divine will, which is light years beyond a locution." Now, see, that's a question. Where's your answer? It's in the right. So, with a question like that, you just keep on reading and God will answer it.
Es qué pasa cuando lees la Sagrada Escritura y cuando estás en gracia y vuelves a leer la Sagrada Escritura, ¿qué pasa? ¿Y qué creen que va a pasar aquí? Él te está viendo, pues el Padre dijo conforme estés leyendo, estés estudiando, lo estés poniendo en práctica, Dios te está viendo.
So the way God is going to talk to you, I don't know. But he is going to talk to you. He's going to reveal things to you. See, it's not anything that we've seen before. It's nothing. This is what Jesus told me about 3 years ago. He said, everything that you've been teaching for 25 years.
Esto es lo que Jesús le dijo al Padre como hace 3 años, dijo. Todo lo que tú has estado enseñando de la divina voluntad por 25 años
has never been taught,
nunca jamás se
by anything,
por ningún santo,
and you don't even know what you're talking about.
Y ni sabes de lo que estás hablando.
It is so beautiful.
Es tan hermoso.
It is so amazing.
Es tan maravilloso.
That God is going to do it.
Que Dios lo va a hacer.
But he wants us to be willing.
Pero quieren que estemos dispuestos
to say yes to it.
A decirle que sí.
I don't know how he's going to do it.
No sé cómo le va a hacer.
But what I know is it's not anything that you've read with the saints.
Pero definitivamente no es nada que tú hayas leído en los santos.
It's you no books, no theology books,
ninguna teología,
no dogma or doctrine.
Ninguna doctrina o dogma.
All of that is saintly, human understanding.
Es todo eso es santo, pero humano, entendimiento.
The divine will, it's of God.
la divina voluntad es divina, es de Dios.
It's divine. I think probably more than likely yes.
Well, Alisa, así me pasó.
Could you help me?
What Montfort said about the saints later in the
times. That's a glimpse.
Es una pequeña pizca.
Yeah. It's what God is going to do.
No es lo que ellos iban a hacer lo que dijo Montfort, sino lo que Dios va a hacer.
See, all that God asks of us to do is to give our fiat,
todo lo que nos pide Dios es que demos nuestro fiat,
so He can accomplish what He wants,
para que él pueda cumplir lo que él quiere,
which is divine, not human.
Divino, no humano. Tenemos que pensar divino, de Dios, no humano.
That's why you have to read St. Peter.
Tienes que leer a San Pedro,
about divinization.
Sobre la divinización.
See, what's coming, it's like, you know, you get a paintbrush and you paint a painting. Okay, that's human. What God is going to do is make that alive and in the room alive. How can I explain something that's human, divine, alive? So that's why what Jesus said to me was very clear. But then he said this. He says, but now I'm going to show you how to live in the divine will. Now that was 3 years ago. I'm waiting.
So Father, I have a question.
Yes.
So is the Pope the first one who's going to live in the divine will? What are we
going to
do? We're
going to
do study to know the divine will.
Read, study, put it to practice.
Number one, the first thing he does is he gives it to the priests. The very first thing he gives it to the priests. Once the priests have it, they give it to the laity. See, the divine will, this is why it's you got to be careful. The priests are in charge of the divine will.
Los sacerdotes son los que están encargados, son los nuevos apóstoles.
It would be like a layman going up to an altar and saying, this is my body, this is my blood. It doesn't work. Okay? The divine will is the first breath that has to be given by the priest to the laity. So the first thing the Pope will do is give it to the priest. The priest will then give it to the lay people. It's divine order. There are things that are going to happen that are going to. It's not normal. It's not human. I'm sorry? See, no, our job is very important. Jesus says we are the first children of the divine will.
Who's
laying the groundwork for the kingdom to be established,
para que el reino pueda ser establecido,
so that the Pope can be in charge.
Para que el Papa pueda estar a cargo. O sea, este trabajo de nosotros, ahorita en este tiempo, el Padre dijo hace rato, es el trabajo más difícil, pero es el trabajo necesario para que venga el reino.
See, he has to use us right now. We're like, you know, have you ever seen how they build an airfield? Pardon? Well, it's like we're out there, it's like building the ark, you know, it's seen, we're making fools out of ourselves. What are you doing? I'm making an ark. What's coming, it's the kingdom is coming. an airfield. You got to level the land. You got to plow the land. You got to put down the gravel. You got to put down the cement. You got to get everything ready. Why? For it to happen. That's our job. Our job. Jesus tells Luisa that for all eternity, everyone will know us by our new name, which is my Fia. Jesus will go, there's my Fia. There's my Fia. There's my Fia. And everyone will say, they are the ones that prepared everything with Luisa so that the kingdom could come. So our job is the hardest. But we don't have to suffer like Luisa. But we have to, that's why he says, would you give me your fiat so I can accomplish what I've got planned? But don't limit God. Don't limit God. He has got great plans. So when you say, well, then I have to do this. No. Well, I have to get this done. No. That's limiting God from our understanding. Well, then I have to do this. No. It's to be open. Let God have His way with us. Let him do what He wants to do. Yeah. Yeah. So the Lord says, whatever the Lord says, it's like, okay, you know, fiat. You know, let me see what you want done and I'll do it. Or don't let me see what you want done and I'll do it. You know, it's just always fiat. Say that again. It's our job is to be peaceful, joyful, and happy. Our job is to live heaven on earth. It's to, like I said, you look at Christ crucified and you put on the cross our worries, our fears, our anxieties, our complaints, our negativities, our sin. We put it on the cross and we're free of it. The consequences of the divine will is to be peaceful, joyful, and happy. While the world is going to be screaming. I mean, can you imagine once there's no electricity? And there's no water? And the grocery stores are empty? No electricity. Well, what are people going to do? No, wait, one thing. What our job is to be peaceful, joyful, and happy. Remember, Luisa did not eat, drink, or sleep for 64 years. If there's no food, if there's no water, if there's no electricity, we're going to say fiat. And God is going to provide. He provided for the children of Israel with manna in the desert. You know, he provided for the six Jesuits who were in Hiroshima. I agree. Whatever you said, I agree. I'm not sorry. See, Jesus said, You do what I want, and I'll do what you want. Yeah. Yeah. So if I'm not worried about my family. I've said that before. You know, they don't want to hear about the divine will. That's fine with me. They're missing out. My sister, she's a great lady, but she says to me, I am not going to read it until the Pope says I can read it. And I
say,
and I said to her, you have all this joy that you're denying yourself. And she says, I don't care. I'll only do it if the Pope tells me to. So I called her a stubborn son of a son. What? No. See, with Luisa as a servant of God, her cause is open. Servant of God, Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen. Fulton J. Sheen.
Yes.
He's a servant of God. I mean, you can pray to him. You can pray to Luisa. Pardon? Yeah. Yeah. See, Luisa, what she talks about frightens people. I mean, I normally don't talk about divinization. Because a lot of people hear demonization. God wants us to. Yeah. Oh, is that what you heard?
That's what I thought you were going to say.
Divinization. Divinization.
Divinization and demonization.
Yeah. So, I mean, see, that's one of the reasons. You know what Father said? We're all supposed to be demonized. No, I didn't say that. Yes, he did. I heard him say that.
Which is the Mormons tell their people that they need to have food for 1 year? Which are the basis for them?
See, I do believe that the Lord is talking to everybody.
Also to the sects.
Everybody. The cannibals he's talking to. See, the Catholic Church teaches that a cannibal who eats his grandfather on the proper day is a good Catholic, if that's what he feels is God. So you're baptized by water, blood, or desire. The Church teaches that there are more Catholics outside the Church than in the Church. So a good Muslim who doesn't want to kill but wants to be follow Allah is considered in our church a Catholic by desire. There's a lot of Mormonism started 20 minutes from my house. Mormonism started 20 minutes from my house. And Joseph Smith basically was a horse thief. that's in all the papers in our area, that he really caused trouble.
Well, because the Jehovah's Witnesses,
yeah,
the Catholic Church is telling us that we should reject the Bible and those.
Yes.
So is he talking to them before?
He talks to everybody. See, he's the Word. And it doesn't matter. See, if your parents were raised as Mormons, that's not your fault. Okay? If you grow up and you go, well, I want to know. See, Mormonism, it's a cult. But if you really, I want to be faithful and obedient to what I know, the Catholic Church says to you, you're a Catholic. As a matter of fact, I think it was Luisa that Jesus showed Luisa the holiest person on earth. Was it Luisa? Well, he showed the holiest person on earth was in the mountains, living in the mountains all alone.
que la persona más santa en toda la tierra, una persona que estaba vivía sola en una montaña.
You know, the holiest person on earth. And why? His whole life was to give glory to God. And he didn't know who Jesus was.
Y ni conocía a Jesús, pero todo a Dios, pero en todo lo que hacía glorificaba a Dios.
Yeah. So God's got great plans, and he needs us to cooperate. Let's just finish this. And I did this in order to dispose them to receive a good so great as to move me to centralize in the celestial creature all the goods which everyone was to make. Now what moved this people to pray to sigh? The promise of the future Messiah. This promise was the seed of so many supplications and tears that had not been promised, no one would have been given a thought. No one would have hoped for salvation. So now he says this. Now, my daughter, let's come to the divine will. Do you think that it is the sanctity? Listen to this. Like any other sanctity, a good, a grace, almost like any of the others that I have given for so many centuries to other saints and to the whole church? No, no. Listen to this. This is about a new era. Okay, so it's not the beginning of a new things.
No.
It's an era of. It's not an era of. I can't remember. Yeah. Okay. Let's continue. No. This is about a new era, a good that must serve all human generations. See, everything is going to be restored, but it's necessary that I first centralize all this good in one creature alone. Just as I did in redemption, by centralizing everything in my Mama Mary. Take a look at how things proceed in a parallel way. In order to make redemption come and to dispose souls for it, I, God, made the promise of the future Messiah, so that by hoping for him to come, they would not only dispose themselves, but find that they too, their own salvation, so that by hoping in him, to come, they would dispose themselves to find that they too in their own salvation in the future Redeemer. Now, in order to dispose souls to live in my divine will, to let them partake in the good that it contains, to make man return to the path of his origin as he was created by God, I myself wanted to pray as the first to make my voice resound from one end of the earth to another and even up high in the heavens, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven. I did not say my father, but I called him the father of the whole human family, so as to commit him that in that which I was going to add, may all sanctify your name, so that your kingdom may come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This was the purpose of creation, and I asked the Father that it be fulfilled. So, what's coming is something that's new. It's not a new order of things. Okay. There is a new order of things. It's not an order. Oh, I can't remember. It's not to take things and put them in a new order. That's what. Okay, so here's creation. I'm going to move this sanctification. Jesus says, I'm bringing a new order of things. Never seen before. Never experienced before. This is what the divine will is. So that's why I say, don't limit God. Give your fiat and watch what God does. He will tell you what to do. See here, you're going to hear him. You're going to see him. You're going to smell him. You're going to taste him. You're going to touch God. That's why our senses were here. Our senses are here for God. You're going to experience love. You're going to hear love. You're going to see love. You're going to taste love. You're going to smell love. It's a whole new beginning for mankind. So we'll end there for 15 minutes in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Follow what you were going to say.